This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities, a program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
It's the weekend and we're listening to New Beginnings, and I'm glad you're with us because our show wouldn't be anything without you. And as we come on the air, we welcome to our microphones the founder of Ripple Connects, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He turns candidates into contenders. Welcome back, sir.
Good afternoon, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us this weekend. And your website is?
RippleConnects.com. It is a website that will give you, anybody that goes there, a better idea who I am, my background, as well as how I've helped individuals reinvent, recalibrate, retool their careers through very specific methods of interview practice, re-engagement with their meaningful connections, and uncovering opportunities both in the hidden and unadvertised job market, as well as really harnessing our transferable skills and talking about our accomplishments. That is something that is not natural for us to do. We don't do that quite often in our careers, and as Minnesotans, we're very humble, so we're not very proficient at it. Well, with Ripple Connects and my team, we get people ready to talk about that through the hiring process.
All right. And how can we reach you by phone?
They can reach out to me at 763-438-1621.
All right. And this week we want to talk about walk the walk, step up to community leadership. And I'm wondering, Joe McKenzie, as you think about this, in your opinion, why should any of us consider becoming a leader within our own community when we have enough going on with being family people, perhaps being single, being a really career-minded person? Why should we consider being a leader in our community?
Well, we're all busy. I get that. But we're also very career-focused. And sometimes being able to be a community leader will help us in our careers. And a lot of people say, well, I know, but I just can't find, you know, it hasn't worked out in the past, or I didn't have enough time, or it wasn't a good fit. Well, what I've done is, you know, through a lot of people I've worked with, I've had over the last couple of years, I've engaged with a lot of close confidants to help me develop this model. And it's really a walk the walk, step up the community leadership model. So we go through a process of determining good fit, time commitment, if we're going to thrive. Mm-hmm. And I'm sharing that today on the radio, but I also speak to groups on this, but I also work with individuals on this, because if someone is going to step up to community leadership, I want them to succeed. But it has to take some thought on the front end, and that's why I've developed this model that I want to share with the New Beginnings listeners today, because I think they can benefit from this week and next week when we talk about some of the steps to walk the walk, step up to community leadership.
Interesting. So what are the few factors that you might consider as you begin considering becoming a leader in your community when someone is determining whether or not leadership is actually in their bailiwick?
Well, I think the first thing they have to understand is the time and commitment. And that is the first step along the way of understanding if this is a good step for you. Now, most of our listeners know that I'm the father of triplets.
Yes.
They're teenagers. So life is busy. You know, I'm a small business owner, you know, work with radio with you. Life gets busy. But I also know if I can measure the time and commitment for an opportunity, then that's the first step for me to understand if this is something I want to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And I should preface this by saying I do belong to a handful of boards of directors or community advisories. So I have been president of a business association in St. Paul. And so the last 10 years has been helped me to develop this model to help others if it's a good move for them. And so time and commitment, Freddie, is the first step. Realize, ask good questions. of what the time is going to be needed to be a part of these meetings or projects, initiatives, small groups. Time and commitment's the first step, Freddie.
Time and commitment is a really, really big step. So is stepping up to becoming a leader within your community for everybody, in your opinion?
No, it's not. It's something where you might have to put it on hold. If you would have asked me, say, 13, 14 years ago with my young children, I probably would have said no. I would have to keep it so close to home that even in the next step I have in that model is your passion for being a part of something that's greater than you. Even if you have that passion for that cause or that organization or that initiative, if you don't have the time and commitment, it may be something you put on hold, Freddie. And it's really, it's not for everybody. But if I don't talk about it and say that it is possible at some point, you know, to recalibrate towards some more activities, which I did, you know, and I have benefited from it. And that's why I want to dedicate 2 weeks to it. There's some overlooked benefits here we'll get into next week about why community leadership to some degree can be very beneficial to your career versus we think about it as a time crunch or, oh, that's one more thing I got to get done. Let's look at the positive outcomes, the positive benefits that we may not even think about. And that's my role here when we talk about it next week in regards to that. But no, it's not for everybody, Freddie, not at this point. Mm-hmm. But if we totally shut that idea out and we do have opportunities, I think it's a missed opportunity in my estimation, Freddie.
Everybody, we're talking to Joe McKenzie about stepping up, walking the walk to community leadership. So do you necessarily have to be a card-carrying member of an organization to be a community leader?
No. You can serve on a board of directors. You can be part of your faith organization that does community outreach. You could be on a steering committee for a tournament, a sports tournament, youth tournament that wants to come to the Twin Cities. There are so many levels and so many different looks to community leadership that's why I think if everybody would just to stop and think about what is my time and commitment, what are my passions, and then start thinking about what are those skills I have that may transfer, that I'll be able to thrive, that will drive the outcomes of this organization. That is the beauty of this. In the Twin Cities, we have so many opportunities to be on advisory boards, boards of directors, faith organizations, small groups, business associations, Rotary Clubs, Lions Clubs. It's so many opportunities here for the Twin Cities. But Freddie, if we're closed off to thinking that we can not bring value or we don't have enough time, I still say it's a missed opportunity if we can carve that out.
All right. So we're talking about community leadership. So what do you plan to cover as we go into part two of this series about walk the walk, step up to community leadership, Joe McKenzie?
I want to uncover some of the things that most people wouldn't think about if they volunteered to be a community leader. Some of the new benefits that you will receive as well as any organization that you reach out to become a leader to. And I think that's something that needs to be said because we've talked about the model, but now we start thinking about those aspects of our lives that if we did make that decision to step up and walk the walk, that what would we benefit from personally, and what would the organization benefit from because of our actions?
So is community leadership a lot like volunteering?
Absolutely. You serve on a board of directors. That more than likely, it's volunteering. You serve on a business association. It is a volunteer capacity. You start up a small group that engages the community in your faith organization. It's volunteering. You serve in a leadership capacity in your Rotary Club or Lions Club, that's volunteering. But I'm really carving it out to become a leader, and that is where it runs parallel to our careers.
Mm. Interesting. Everybody, this is Joe McKenzie. So part two, when we come back next week, what do you plan to cover?
Again, I want to talk about some of those benefits that most people will not be thinking about, as well as how you can drive positive change or accomplishments for any organization that you decide to step up and walk the walk to community leadership.
All right. You do some fine work at Ripple Connects, Joe McKenzie.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
New Beginnings continues right now on your favorite radio station. And let's talk a little bit more about your health and what happens to our bodies at age 60 plus. I want to share with you what you can expect, what to look forward to, and what to do now for a longer, happier life. We'll take this in a few parts, and if we can get through all of it, we will. If not, we'll come back next week with more information. Let's talk in general, number one, about your general health. And I'll give you good news, and then I'll give you the not-so-good news. Maybe you might want to call it a reality check. Well, the good news is making healthy changes will have a greater impact today than at any other time in our lives. The reality check is we need to get to know our blood pressure and our blood sugar numbers right now. as you go into your 60s, you have a long, healthy life ahead. And indeed, that's true. Many turning 65 this year can expect to live on average to age 84.3. I'm really exact here. Women until 86.6. And 1 in 10 will thrive past 95. That's two or three more decades of adventure that you don't want to miss out on. What about the allergies? Well, once the bane of springtime, now may be a thing of the past. This is a result of the changing immune system. As we age, some of our immune responses become less aggressive, but we may need to update our vaccines. After age 65, people are eligible for the higher dose flu vaccine. Doctors say that we should get it, and then to talk to the doctor about being vaccinated against shingles and pneumonia. And be sure to get a Hep C test. 80% of undiagnosed hepatitis C cases lurk in people born between 1945 and 1955, but just 14% of those have been checked against that disease. Your fitness is more pliable than ever. Older adults benefit from healthy lifestyle changes to a greater degree than any other population group. That's according to the Landmark Diabetes Prevention Program study. Over the course of 10 years, subjects 60 and older saw a 49% decrease in diabetes incidences after making healthy lifestyle changes. And making changes is easier than ever. This year, Medicare will start picking up the tab for subscribers with pre-diabetes who enroll in a diabetes protection program, join classes at YMCAs, hospitals, health centers, churches, work sites, and other locations. But it's time to take action. Your fasting blood sugar levels may rise between 6 and 14 points in your 60s. If you've been diagnosed with pre-diabetes, your risk of developing the full-blown disease in the next year is 1 in 10. Consult with your doctor about diet and lifestyle changes that are right for you, or take that free pre-diabetes class. And your heart is the same super pump it's always been. An older heart can pump about the same volume of blood with each beat as a younger one can. But remaining active is the key. A University of Texas Southwestern study revealed the precise weekly exercise quota to boost your heart's pumping power by 18%. It involves 4 half-hour workouts a week, 2 for strength training, 1 for fast and slow interval training, and 1 at a steady pace, plus 1-hour-long workout that is moderately paced. You're 26% less likely to die of cancer than those in your parents' generations were, and that's thanks to more potent new treatments and a drop in smoking. Cancer death rates have dropped dramatically since the 1990s, saving 2.4 million lives. And as long as you're getting screened, pursue recommended colon cancer screenings, something 1 in 3 adults in their 60s are skipping, that according to the American Cancer Society. Screenings are the top reason that colon cancer deaths fell 52% between 1970 and 2015. Now, if you can't deal with the colonoscopy, ask your doctor to prescribe a test that allows you to mail a stool sample to the lab for screening. We're looking at your body at age 60 plus and sharing with you what to expect and what to look forward to and what to do now for a longer, happier life. We'll continue this discussion next week, and we'll look at more items. We'll look at your brain, we'll look at your senses and more as we continue on New Beginnings. And our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As New Beginnings continues, I'm Freddie Bell, of course, and let's talk a little bit about your money and how we feel about our finances. You know, the experts say that the way that we feel about our money and our finances often changes as we get older. Here are a few good rules that can help each of us to spend more happily and more wisely as time goes on. If you've lived long enough, we've often heard that financial decision-making is often irrational. Well, here's an example. We spend very differently depending on the medium of payment. For example, when people pay their bills with a check, let's say the electricity bill, and then they move it to an automatic deduction, we end up spending on average 4% more. Why? Because when we write a check, we pay attention. We think about what we can save. We terrorize our family a little bit and we turn off some lights. But when the money goes out automatically from our checking account, we don't think about it as much and we end up spending a little bit more. So payment is not just about the money that leaves. It's also about how much attention we pay to it. As we age, if we do more and more things with automatic deductions, it means, too, that we'll pay less and less attention to what we're spending our money on. How about irrationality about the money change as we get older? It's been said that the big difference comes when we retire. We move from being breadwinners to bread spenders, and we start thinking of ourselves not as people who are helping our family, but people who are depleting savings, and that's a big shift. So when people start eating into their principal, it weighs on them a lot. In a study that was done a few years ago, it was found that retirees worried many times a week about whether they would outlast their money. Even people who could do it were very worried. Well, what about if you have enough to live on, but you're still worried? What can you do to feel better? Well, there's a thing called a discretionary budget, according to the experts. You need to say, let's figure out how much money we could spend a month on restaurants, movies, and so on. Life is about enjoying things. And if you have a budget for coffee and restaurants and beer that's, say, $600 a month, don't try to spend $400. Try to spend all of the $600. And it's probably the right thing to do is not to create a budget for coffee and a budget for movies and so forth, but to create one big budget for all the discretionary spending that might take place in a month. Ideally, we put that amount in cash in a separate envelope, or on a prepaid card or something like that to make it a goal to spend that amount each month. And what about people who are trying to exploit our irrationality? There's a lot of wealth in this age group, and there's a lot of people who try to sell all kinds of financial advice and things that we don't necessarily need. As we tend to get older and we start our new beginnings, our outlook on life becomes a bit more optimistic. There's been a study that says that when we were young, we want to look at the negative and the positive because we can learn a lot from the negative. However, as we grow older, we've learned our lessons and we don't want to learn that much more. So our focus shifts to the positive. And I suspect that that's why many older people get scammed. They lack the same level of suspicion and they're more trusting. And I believe that's why scammers really make hay with older Americans and why it pays to make sense and to pay attention to what goes on, those people who call, the mailers that we get, and the emails that we peruse. And what do we do to guard against being scammed? Well, I don't think that the good life is the life in which we suspect everybody. That's not really a positive way to live, but I do think that we need some rules for behavior, maybe some guidelines that could protect us against ourselves. We need rules that would help us to say things like, this is my budget and I don't stray from this. Rules like that can help us behave in much better ways so that we worry less and spend more wisely. This is Freddie Bell, and you're listening to New Beginnings. And as we continue, we'll come back with more information you can use as our program continues this weekend. Stay right there, because New Beginnings continues right now. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and we're really excited that you're with us. We have a great program lined up for you as we segue to West Metro Hypnosis, where we find Kelly Von Heidekamp. Good afternoon.
Hi, Freddie. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure for spring to be here. It's great to be in Minnesota.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And for those who don't know, and I don't know how anyone could not, how can we find you at West Metro Hypnosis?
My website is westmetrohypnosis.com, or give me a call at 952-222-3975.
I was looking at the title, Hypnotic Phenomena. What does that entail, Kelly?
Well, what I wanted to make people aware of is that hypnosis is actually a naturally occurring phenomena. There's this misconception that hypnosis is some sort of weird state of mind, and actually it occurs very naturally for most of us throughout our day. And there's two times of day in particular that are very, very hypnotic, meaning where we are open and receptive to suggestions and ideas. And if we understood these windows of time and how powerful they are, we could start using them to our benefit. So before I tell you the two times of the day where this phenomena occurs naturally, you may have also experienced a trance-like state while you're driving. Maybe you're on a road trip somewhere and you're driving down the road, and then you realize, my gosh, I've just driven 50 miles and I don't remember any of it. I sure hope I did everything correctly. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and that's a trance state of mind where the subconscious just completely takes over. It's not that you weren't driving the car. It's that you were not aware of what you were doing. The subconscious took care of everything for you, and you were able just to kind of go off into this la-la land of whatever it was that you were focused on. So it's a trance-like state. It's a very resourceful state. And two times during the day where this happens naturally for all of us is that time when we're waking up, when we're not asleep anymore, but we're not really awake either. And also when we're falling asleep at night. So we're no longer really wide awake, but we're no longer deeply asleep. And if we use these two times of days to really consciously check in with ourselves and begin to feed ourselves suggestions that would be really, really beneficial, like, wow, today I'm just going to decide that today is a good day. Today is a good day, period. I feel good. Instead, most of us are like, ugh, the alarm's going to go off. I'm tired. I don't want to get up. And we are feeding ourselves suggestions anyway, much of the time not even aware of it. But we can start deliberately using that time. And even when we go to bed at night, recapping the day and just deciding to find something good. What did we like about the day? What did we like about ourselves? What was good about the day? And in using these two different times, we can start to reprogram our mind to beginning to find the things that felt good, were good, are good, and get out of the sort of mindless thought process that for so many of us is just automatic.
Well, this is Kelly Von Heidekamp for West Metro Hypnosis talking about the hypnotic phenomena, and you're listening to New Beginnings, and we'll be back with more right after this.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings. It is appointed listening each and every week at this time. And we'd like now to bring in our title sponsor to New Beginnings, the AARP Twin Cities, and its communications director and chief spokesperson, Seth Buffelli from AARP Twin Cities. Welcome.
Thanks, Freddie. Always great to be on.
Glad you're with us today. And let's talk about a wrinkle with prescription drugs that's relatively new, and especially when the state of Minnesota is concerned, that we should be aware of.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a time of year where everybody's looking at their expenses. And I think one thing too many of us are realizing is that we spend a lot of money on prescription drugs in any given year. And that number is going up and up. And it's something that a lot of folks, especially folks on fixed incomes, are struggling with. You know, we hear from a lot of people who are cutting pills in half, who are skipping prescriptions. We've been doing a series of listening sessions across the state. We've heard from people who are taking one veterinarian figured out that his prescription eye drugs are the same that they give dogs. So we've actually heard from people who are taking dog medicine because the human medicine is too expensive. So this is something that we're looking for solutions on. Unfortunately, our leaders in Congress haven't been there to really make real change happen. And so we've been interested to see that a couple proposals have emerged here in our state legislature, which we're taking a closer look at. This looks like an issue that more and more states are seeking to solve on their own.
Everybody, we're talking with Seth Buffelli, spokesperson for AARP Twin Cities. I know there's been a lot of conversation about not buying the drugs here in the state of Minnesota, but going just north to Canada. How safe is that?
It's actually safer now than it's ever been. The FDA has a system in place where they can track the shipments, guarantee the safety, and one thing that states, I know this is happening, or they're looking at this in Oklahoma, rather than an individual having to go to Canada or buy online from Canada, the state of Oklahoma is looking at setting themselves up as a wholesaler so they can bulk buy those prescriptions themselves after being certified by the FDA that the drugs are safe. Now, those drugs will go go into the Medicaid program for the states. But still, that's a program that the state spends a lot of money buying drugs for. So being able to do that reimportation is an important thing. Another thing that we're looking at is, you know, so much of this happens behind closed doors. We don't see what these drugs actually cost and where the money goes to. And a lot of them there are these middlemen involved who are supposed to be trying to get you the best price, but in some ways are just trying to guarantee the profits for the drug companies. And we're hearing more and more that these middlemen are putting gag orders on pharmacists. So an example of how this works is that you might have insurance plan X, and you go in to get a prescription drug filled, well, this middleman has said you can only buy the brand name drug. You can't buy generics. And they actually gag the pharmacist from saying, did you know that there's a pill for half the cost that'll have the exact same effect? So people are being denied access to information. They're actually being denied access to a lower cost medication that'll have the same effect on their health and save them a lot of money because these middlemen are in place and they're empowered to basically force consumers to pay the higher price. So that's something that there's bipartisan interest in the state legislature here in Minnesota in trying to eliminate.
Seth, we only have 20 seconds left. What can we do as members of AARP and even people who are listening who are not yet members?
Yeah, get involved. Call your legislator. If you're looking for more information, check out our website, aarp.org/MN. We have the latest information about what's going on in the Capitol for people over the age of 50.
That's Seth Buffel, a spokesperson for AARP Twin Cities, and this is New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Well, everybody knows your name.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Today's point of focus is power, that inner quality that directs our thoughts, words, and actions. Did you know that every time you think or speak, you're actually applying a creative power? Your choices shape your reality. If you choose to create good, to attract wealth, to establish peace, it's all from that power that you already have, the power of choice. You can actually promote peace in the world through your thoughts, through your words of conciliation, and through constructive action. All true power emanates from the thoughts that you hold in your mind. That's our point of focus, power. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Last week, even though we had a blizzard, those who were here worked with me on looking at the Lord's Prayer in a way that might help us discover our own unique way of working with that prayer. We are very accustomed to speaking it often in the King James English Version. And even the Pope in Rome a few months ago called our attention to the fact that in that English version, we have the statement, God, lead us not into temptation. And just as Marlene led us in the service this morning with the question, does God test us? Does God take us into trial? And we had a lively discussion about that. But the Pope was suggesting, just as Pope Marlene did this morning, that is this really our understanding of an all-loving Creator God that would test us and put us in trial? And so even the Pope said, perhaps this line needs to be changed. To leave us not, abandon us not, deliver us from evil. Be our help, our guide, not our tester. And this understanding is not something that the Pope or Marlene or anyone in Unity or anyone in modern days has really invented or simply tried to change the meaning of the Lord's Prayer. Last week, we went back and looked at the Lord's Prayer in the language of Jesus, Aramaic. He would have not given this prayer to his disciples and those who were listening in the English language, or in Latin, for that matter. I told that little joke last week, and since many of you didn't hear it, I'll do it again. But somebody was commenting and saying, well, I only use the King James Bible because that was the way Jesus spoke it in English. No, Jesus spoke in his language of Aramaic, an older root form of what became Hebrew. In the temple ritual language, much as Latin became for the Roman church. And so today I want to take the opportunity to explore, not just because it's an interesting sound, but a way that we might hear the Lord's Prayer differently as Jesus spoke it. And then we're going to go a little further and just look at ideas, possibilities for understanding this prayer but ultimately for working with it in your own life. There is a reason that such people as Charles Fillmore in Unity said that this was a perfect model of prayer that Jesus offered the world. But you need to experience it in a way that is meaningful to you, that is alive and rich. And if that is in King James English, wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that. If it's learning to speak it in Aramaic, as I am attempting to do, that's another way. But then we're going to look at ways that are traditionally called body prayer. How may we experience that prayer in gesture, in movement? And we're just going to have a few suggestions today. And hopefully it will pique your interest in a way that you might, for example, go home and write the Lord's Prayer out in your own words. How would you word it? What slight adjustments might you make so that the prayer feels more natural and rich and meaningful to you? Another way would be to take the Lord's Prayer and to realize, as Julie sang, the body of Christ, our wonderful world. How can that prayer be addressed not to just you as a human being? How can that be addressed to Mother Earth? How does it speak beyond the human being to all creation? So let us begin first with the sound of the words as Jesus spoke and see if you can hear the echo through 20 centuries. Abund vashameya. Neth quadashamak. Tete malkuta. Newe tzevyane kakana de mashmaya afba ahar. Havlan lachma. Dasun kwanan yaumana. Washboklan. Kalbain. Waktahain. Ikana dafkanan shabakwan lakahayabain. Wela talan, lanasuna, elapatsan minbisha. Metol delaki malkulta, wehala washtabukta la amen almin. Amen. These sounds of the Aramaic language, as Jesus brought this prayer into being, in Jesus' world, in the Mediterranean, and of that time, there was an approach to understanding the sayings of a holy individual, truth statements, as we would say in Unity, and they called it Midrash. It meant to see or to understand that statement of truth from many different angles, as if you were looking at an object from here, and from here, and from here, and from here. How many ways, how many different perspectives could you get on this saying of a holy teacher such as Jesus? That came through the centuries in the church and in the Catholic tradition of a litany, a prayer that was many different ways of expressing one divine idea.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You
want to be in a place where people know your name, the message is positive, and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.